AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says come Monday he will sign the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that passed on bipartisan votes in both the House and the Senate.
Proving we can still come together. It's hard, but we can still come together to get something big done for the American people.
A New York man has been arrested for making threats against one of the House Republicans who voted for the bill.
64-year-old Kenneth Gasper was arrested Wednesday for a telephone death threat against Congressman Andrew Garbarino, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder.
Besides using his displeasure with the congressman's voted on the recent infrastructure bill, he used some profanity and then he made a threat, and it went like this. If I see that mother effer in the street, I'm going to kill him.
That tape courtesy WABC-TV. Garbarino was one of 13 Republicans who voted for the bill. Ryder says the suspect had no prior record, but
we have a zero tolerance for this type of behavior for any of our residents. In the world that we're living today, the climate that is out there, these threats we take very serious.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A Los Angeles judge ends a conservatorship that controlled singer Britney Spears' life and money for 14 years. Her lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, telling a crowd outside the courthouse,
what's next for Britney? And this is the first time that this could be said for about a decade, is up to one person, Britney.
Rosengart says he wants an investigation of her father, James Spears' role in the conservatorship. The lawyer saying he and his team have found mismanagement of her finances, suggesting she could pursue further legal action. Court records put her net worth at about $60 million. James Spears' attorneys say Rosengart's allegations range from unsubstantiated to impossible and that he only acted in his daughter's best interest. This is AP News. While the average Social Security payment will increase more than $90 a month next year, Medicare is tacking on more than $20 a month to its Part B outpatient premium. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Medicare officials say the cost of the Part B premium will increase to about $170 a month. That's up $21.60, one of the largest hikes ever. And they say it's partly because of a new Alzheimer's drug, Aduhelm, which will cost about $56,000 a year. Seniors just found out they're getting a cost of living adjustment from Medicare, increasing checks by about $92 a month for most retirees. But this Medicare Part B increase will take a good chunk of that away. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Update to close the week on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 179, the NASDAQ added 167, S&P tacked on 33 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.